Did Justin Trudeau in Canada use COVID as a way to line his own pockets and those of his friends with giant fat contracts? Well, that's exactly the charge being leveled right now by Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre. Watch this.
The Prime Minister's arrive scam is now flailing out of control. Today, revelations from a Joël Denis Bellavance that one arrive scan company received a quarter of $1 billion in contracts. Let's get this straight. It's a company with four employees, headquartered in the basement of a tiny cottage. They got IT contracts, even though they admit they do no IT work. A quarter of $1 billion? WTF.
Here, here.
WTF is right. And Poilievre has asked the RCMP to expand their, quote, criminal investigation into the Trudeau government's use of this. So what exactly is he being accused of here? Let's ask Canadian journalist David Craden, who, David, you just wrote a piece for the Post-Millennial on this. So what exactly is Poilievre saying? What is the RCMP looking into here? What did Trudeau potentially violate?
Well, what the RCMP needs to look into and what Parliament needs to continue to look into is how an app that was supposed to cost $80,000 ended up costing $60 million. That's about a 750 times increase. And just so your viewers understand, what is an arrive can? Well, like a lot of cute sounding Canadian devices, it had nefarious reasons for being invented and it didn't work. And that's the thing. It was supposed to be an app. If you came back into Canada or you're entering Canada from another country, this Arrive Can app was supposed to make it easier to get into the country so you could prove you had your two vaccines, which at the time was absolutely necessary. You couldn't even travel in Canada without having two vaccinations. You couldn't leave the country. You couldn't come back into the country. So the Arrive Can app was supposed to make things easier. And it was supposed to cost, get this, $80,000. The whole thing. And it ended up costing at least $60 million. But here's the kicker, Clayton. We don't even know if $60 million is accurate. That's a conservative estimate, no pun intended, small c conservative estimate by the Auditor General of Canada. Now, if there's one office left in Canada that is purely nonpartisan, I would say it's probably the Auditor General. I don't trust National Defense. I don't trust CSIS. I don't trust the RCMP for being nonpartisan. But the Auditor General seems to have her stuff together. And Karen Hogan revealed last week that this app had gone 750 times over budget. But here's what she said. The Canadian Border Services Agency's documentation, financial records, and controls were so poor that we were unable to determine the precise cost of the Arrive Can application. Using the information that was available, we estimated the cost at approximately $59.5 million, Hogan wrote in her Auditor General report. So it's at least $60 million for an app that didn't work. And that's the thing that just, is this a third world country, Clayton? This is what I keep asking you about, about Justin Trudeau's Canada, because not only is Trudeau responsible for this, he gets up in the House of Commons last week and once again distracts. Not my problem. Let's talk to that guy over there, please, because I'm not really responsible for the government and the spending that goes on here. And Pierre Poilievre, conservative leader, was quite right to say that this was just unacceptable. And obviously, this app had more to do with Justin Trudeau putting money into the pockets of his friends, as he said in the House of Commons, than doing anything for Canadians, as Trudeau kept insisting. This was all about making Canadians safe. Yeah, right.
Can you address the paper trail issue here? Because it would seem to me we would know, we would be able to track. I mean, I built an iPhone application years ago, a speed reading app years ago, just to read the news a little bit more quickly. I mean, this was a hobby project of mine many, many years ago. It ended up being like a top app in the App Store, and it cost me all in the amount of money I spent on like $15,000. Now, granted, it's not a massive national app that's using servers to track individuals with vaccine passports and everything else, but the cost overrun here is unbelievable. Clearly, there's a paper trail here. No, they can't find where this money's going.
This is like a company that just didn't keep their books, which would, of course, get you in jail in normal society. Somehow, Justin Trudeau keeps staying out of jail. And the Liberal cabinet ministers who are directly implicated in this are not going to jail. The RCMP is apparently going to widen their investigation. They are apparently doing an investigation. In the past, they have been reluctant to investigate this prime minister, illustrating once again how partisan the RCMP in Canada has become. But here is an interesting side note that Pierre Polyev discovered along with La Presse, which is a Montreal-based newspaper. The first company that got involved with this act was called GC Strategies Incorporated. Now, these are four guys sitting in their basement, and they willingly acknowledged that they don't know anything about IT. But yet, this was the first company hired to work on the app. And it's been revealed that they have, since Trudeau came to power, they have collected $258 million in government contracts. Four guys in their basement. Now, suddenly they're off the government procurement list. I wonder why. Because it's been revealed these guys have been collecting this much money. I don't know very many companies of four people who get that kind of government contract revenue.
Well, with no experience. Outrageous. Yeah, and with no experience, we don't work in IT, but we're going to be the guys that are going to provide the IT back end for this application. Do we know of any other individuals, I guess through this, what they want, obviously a criminal investigation here, close contacts of Trudeau that would have made money off of this scam?
Well, that's the purpose and the point of widening this investigation, because clearly the books were not being kept for a very good reason, because the costs were going so far over budget. And I believe because the people benefiting from these cost overruns were friends of the Liberal Party. This has happened in the past with Trudeau. And I have to ask the question, has Canada become a third world country where the government can spend literally millions of dollars on its friends and just say, hey, we're in the pandemic, boys. It had nothing to do with corruption. We were just trying to make Canadians safe. This had everything to do with just making a system that worked. Not only did it not work, this kind of corruption is not working for Canadians. We used to be a country that didn't have this kind of naked corruption. We've become a third world nation over this, and it is so troublesome. And unfortunately, the House is not sitting this week. I think Polyev had Trudeau on the ropes last week with this. And of course, every time you do that, though, he gets up from his seat, runs away from the House of Commons. Polyev had him cornered in question period. Trudeau was sputtering and stuttering, left the House, once again, handed the bag over to another minister to try to answer the questions. He started stuttering and sputtering too. But the question period is off for the week. The House is not sitting this week. How convenient. So the pressure is off. But I'm telling everybody I know in the opposition to keep the pressure on. It's not just 60 million. It's not just 60 million is a drop in the bucket for this government, for any government. But it's the fact that there was this naked corruption going on and that they think they can get away with it. They think they can walk away with this and say, COVID, COVID, COVID. That's what they do all the time. Every time they're caught in a lie, every time they're caught in corruption, it was the pandemic. Couldn't help it. Not good enough anymore. It was not good enough at the time. It's not good enough now. I think we're all sick of these excuses, these pathetic excuses from a tired, lying prime minister.
Hallelujah. Well, we'll be seeing here if the fire, because to me, where there's smoke, there's fire. So we start looking into these four guys in the basement. Where else was the cost overruns? Where else, follow the money. I think we're going to see some really interesting things if individuals can follow this money, we can actually get a clear paper trail. And maybe this comes out through part of this criminal investigation or through litigation, through a discovery process. So I hope we get to see some of these documents. David Creighton, always great to see you. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you, Clayton.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.